KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
It is now 2:35, and you got it on KHUM Radio Without the Rules, and we're going to do Coastal Currents right now. I want to say a big, giant thanks to the sponsors of Coastal Currents. Thank you very, very much to Cocotat. They've been a sponsor since the very beginning, and we thank them very much. Thank you as well to Bayside Garden Supply. Thanks, Bayside Garden Supply. And thank you to Solutions Eco Store on the plaza as well. And thanks to Delia, who joins us here in the studio.
And thanks to you.
Yeah, my contribution,
thanks all around.
My contribution is relatively minor, but I appreciate it. So, how's it going?
It's going really good.
Last time I talked to you, I guess we didn't talk. We just exchanged messages, but you were lost on the Lost Coast.
I was. Yeah. I was out there doing a project with some volunteers from BLM. And we were doing some invasive Monterey pine removal and then a beach cleanup on the Lost Coast, which is surprisingly full of trash.
Is it really?
Unfortunately, yes. Not from people who are hiking through, but marine debris that's washed up on shore. So much. It's crazy.
Wow.
But we did a lot and it was really great. Yeah.
Monterey pines?
There's a little section that has some Monterey pine.
Like the things that,
climbing
that will eventually
up the hillside, and so they're trying to get them out of there before they really take over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we could do a whole show on that, but that's not what we're here for.
We have something else, even more exciting, maybe more exciting.
We have a guest holding on the phone. Who's our guest?
Yeah, we have Jeffrey Steinkamp, who is a good friend and a great surfer and the person that puts on the Moonstone Beach Endless Summer Surf Camp every year, so it's really exciting to have him on today.
Oh, sweet. Hi, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Aloha. How are you guys today?
Oh, we're doing great. Good. How about yourself?
Really good. I'm sitting outside in 75-degree, sort of semi-blue lake-y conditions on the Mad River.
Well, that's
perfect.
That sounds like a good thing to be doing. So thank you very much for taking some time
Hopefully
away from
global
that.
Global warming isn't taking over and too hard.
No, if it could stop now. Like a few, this is selfish, but maybe like 3 or 4 more degrees and then stop.
Yeah.
But that's the Ferndale perfect.
A little Santa Barbara climate occasionally, but not enough to hurt the redwood tree.
Yep, absolutely. That's it. All right. Well.
Yeah. Well, Jeffrey, if you could just tell us a little bit about the surf camp and, you know, I have to be selfish here now too. I used to work at the surf camp. Few years ago, and it's such an amazing program, and all the kids are always so stoked. And I think it's going on this week. Today's your day off. They get a little rest day, but Jeffrey is the master out there, so he'll tell us more about it.
Yeah, well, the surf camp started 16 years ago. Coming back, my family and I came back from an endless summer trip where we followed the summer season around the globe and went surfed in a bunch of different countries with a bunch of different people and children, and came back with super stoked about wave riding and wanted to just pass that on to the community and the kids in the community. And so we're still at it 16 years later, and it's the moon to call it the Endless Summer Surf Camp, because whenever you're riding waves or in the ocean, it just everything else slips away and it feels like summer, no matter if it's foggy or raining or cold, which is what we have to deal with up here. But thankfully we got nice 4 to 5 millimeter neoprene wetsuits to help us survive the conditions up here. So the camp basically is a week of learning to ride waves, getting acquainted with the ocean, junior life-saving activities, because I was a state lifeguard in Southern California for years, and went through all the training and did all the what we do as a vitamin every morning. So after we have our group in the morning, our little group circle and stretch and talk, and then we go out and do a lifeguard vitamin. And our vitamin of the day is like a run, swim, run, or a run, paddle, run, or something where the kids have to rescue each other or getting deal with the conditions without their gear, without their board, without their boogie board. And they're out there swimming and over their head and going through waves and following the currents correctly. And pretty exciting time of the day. So that's one of the high points of my day is the junior life saving stuff that we do too, along with wave riding and learning to surf.
So what ages? Yeah. What ages is the camp for? What ages of kids?
Oh gosh, we've had as young as 7, maybe young as 6, but typically the ages are 8 and up, and that's an age when kids can be at the beach away from mom and dad for the day. They're okay. They're stronger. They can handle a little independent time in the water. And so it's not just me down the beach. It's me and a lot of instructors. Usually our ratio is 5 to 1, 5 kids per 1 instructor. And most of the instructors who have gone through my lifeguard training, 2-day lifeguard training, have also grown up going to surf camp as little kids. So I get to, not only did I get to see them when they're 8 years old and up, but now I get to see them as teenagers, as teachers, and teaching them to teach and to be lifeguards. So it's really fun. We did a waterman training the beginning of summer that was 2 days of challenging activities and learning to life save and also teach and work with children in the environment that we live in.
Yeah, not only is it challenging and important to know how to do those things in general, but it's even harder around here when you're in your 4 or 5 millimeter wetsuit. So it really takes a special group of instructors to keep the kids motivated and a special group of kids too. I mean, everyone's out there just really having a great time and learning how to surf and life save, like you're saying. So it's just a really cool program.
Yeah. It's really fun, actually, because the great thing about surf camp one of the things I love is that we're all on the same playing field. You know, you get the kids out there, and there's 8-year-olds and 16-year-olds, and then there's us. And we're all, the ocean just is the great equalizer. Just puts everyone, like, no one's better than anybody else, you know? So the 8-year-olds are getting along with the 15-year-olds, and of course, they're in different parts of the ocean. The older kids are outside, farther outside the surf, and the little guys are closer inside. But everyone's pretty jazzed on just the playfulness and the positive ions of being in the ocean.
You know, I'm sure people would say, "Well, you're never too old to learn how to surf." But is surfing? I would imagine that it's like a lot of other things that if you learn when you're a kid, it's just much easier to learn and master the skills.
Yeah,
is that true?
I would say it kind of depends on the person, but yeah, I mean, you're younger, you have a lower center of gravity, that helps. You get taller, your center of gravity expands, and so it's a little harder to, so it all depends on your how fit you are. Obviously, if you're older and you're fit, it's going to be easier if you're older and unfit. But I would say as far as right, left hemispheres, like it's easier to learn a language or a musical instrument when you're little, I'd say surfing, it doesn't have that same thing.
Oh, okay.
I'd say the thing with that is when you're little, you have a giant board to stand on, right? So it's a little easier to balance. So if you're bigger, you just need a little bigger board when you're starting.
Right. I would need mm-hmm. like a two door width board.
SUV board.
Like kids are fearless. What if you're really scared when you're on the ocean? That I'm sure that detracts from your surfing ability.
It does, but I think camp is that they help with that, right? You know?
Yeah.
Jeffrey can explain a little more about that. But.
Well, here's what I see with adults, which is really cool. The parents here send their kids to surf camp because they're like, well, I heard that's kind of cool, and it's really fun. So they send them up there, and the parents are really reticent, you know, like dropping their kids off and they're like asking lots of questions, like, is it going to be okay? And then their kids come back from the end of surf camp stoked. And the end of the week, the kids want to buy a surfboard and they want to get a wetsuit. And their parents go, oh, it's actually attainable? We can actually get in this cold water? And so then the parents get involved and they start going to the ocean more. And so we see that a lot of surf camp kids turn their families on to being in the water up here. Because most people are afraid of it. They're like, oh, it's freezing and there's sharks everywhere. And you know... And that's true. All those things are true, except I've never seen a shark in 30 years I've been here. I would love to have that experience. I haven't had it yet. And anyway, that's kind of what we see.
So if people are
turning their mom and dad onto it.
If people are interested in finding out more about the camp, is there a website or how do people get information?
Yeah, good question. MoonstoneBeachSurfCamp.com for all the information, registration page, about us and some of the other things we do, which are end of the year we do surf trips to different locations and we give money to certain organizations like Baykeeper and Surf Rider and Save the Waves Foundation. So yeah, there's a lot of information on the MoonstoneBeachSurfCamp.com website.
And another thing people could do is check out our, there's going to be a little ocean festival tomorrow.
Oh, or, yeah, that's right.
If you want to get a little preview of what it's like to be at surf camp, and even maybe if your kid's a surfer and competent, they could come out and check it out and maybe participate potentially. But so the surf camp, Moonstone Beach Surf Camp, and the Junior Lifeguards Camp that we talked to a couple weeks ago, everyone is getting together, and the shop, the surf shop, we're going to host a little surf camp, surf contest tomorrow morning at Moonstone Beach from like 10:30 to 12.
Yeah, so basically it's we're calling it the Ocean Festival.
Yeah.
Something that I grew up participating in when I was younger. It was a one-day event down at the beach, and there was surf competition or surf expression session, we call it, because it's not so heavily competitive, not a competition. And then there's the Junior Life-Saving Games, which are lifeguard games, which are like really fun to watch, run swim runs and run paddle runs. And there's this game called Musical Flags, which is this running, diving in the sand for these pieces of hose that are in the sand. It's an elimination game, and some other things that they do now. And we're going to have a castle building contest. So call it the Ocean Festival. It actually goes, we're starting at 10:30, ends at 3. Any kids that want to come down and participate are welcome. You know, if you're oriented, you have a wetsuit on, you're willing to participate, be out there in your wetsuit and want to do it, come on down.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun. Super fun. And also, if you're not a kid and you're an adult and you're an experienced surfer, water person, maybe come down and be an extra set of eyes and help judge or help organize everyone. There's going to be a lot of kids. It's going to be a ton of fun. I'm super excited. Jeffrey, do you have anything else you want to add before we go today?
Before we wrap it up? Well, things about us doing these programs, I think the ultimate goal of Moonstone Surf Camp, the mission statement and the bottom line mission statement is that if people are getting turned on to the ocean and they have fun and enjoy doing it, they're going to be the ones that protect it someday. So that's the ultimate aim for me as running this program down at Moonstone, to get people to just be really fall in love with the ocean, and then hopefully they'll protect it someday. Yeah, and the best surfer, you know, about the quote always quote, I always love you, the best surfer in the water is the one having the most fun. So,
very true.
That's awesome.
I love that. Those are both two very important
messages. Let's get you out there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll be down there and you'll be down there, and it'll be really fun tomorrow. Perfect way to check out both camps if you or your child is not already signed up. It's a perfect little preview, so.
Plus, you get to hang out at Moonstone.
Yeah, so. And it's been nice weather and nice waves, too. Perfect little 4-foot learning waves. It's been really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good summer of sun, too. We haven't had too much fog, rainy fog. There's been some summers when it's just been trippy the whole summer.
Very true.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jeffrey, very much. We really appreciate what you do, and we appreciate you taking some time to talk to us.
You're welcome. Mahalo for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, that sounds cool. I'm enjoying these pictures, some of the pictures that are posted up at MoonstoneBeachSurfCamp.com. Not all necessarily from our area, but people surfing with alpacas. And see, this is the kind of board I was talking about for me.
Oh, that
66 people wrote on it.
That's
at one
the
point.
Like world record. Right. I saw that one. I was down in Southern California last year.
Oh, is that right?
It's huge. It's super cool.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, but Moonstone, it's so fun. Half the camp is surfing. Half of it's just really having fun and messing around and tackling each other in the water and playing capture the flag and exploring caves. You know, just all around beach.
Oh, wow.
Beach oriented. Yeah. So
sounds awesome.
Yeah.
All right. MoonstoneBeachSurfCamp.com is the URL for more information, and head on up there tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Anyone's welcome.
All right. Anything else before we close down this segment?
Well, there is a cool thing happening this weekend. On Sunday, there's the Critter Crawl.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's what we talked about last week when I wasn't here. But Critter Crawl Sunday, I want to say it's 11 a.m. People are going to be swimming in the bay from near the Coast Guard station to the statue on Woodley Island. And
There's two swims.
There's one shorter swim,
yeah,
too.
For people who aren't quite as experienced. Right. And then there's the longer one. So, yeah, that's a cool thing. And you can go, people on the kayaks will be out there with the swimmers.
Yes. So. Or on the Mattaquette boat. So
yeah, right.
Be a lot of people out on the bay. It'll be super fun.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Delia, as always. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
That'll wrap up Coastal Currents. We'll podcast it. So if you're a subscriber to the podcast, which you can do through khum.com, it'll come to you automatically. Otherwise, you can just download individual episodes at khum.com.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.